deceitful person. They will use very crafty techniques to get what they want from you. They are very deceitful, which means whatever they tell you is not their real intent. And many times you will not even see the link. You will not know where they are going. They are very powerful schemers. They can plot 10 moves ahead. And you will be the only one. You are just being reactive. But they know exactly what they are doing. They will plan everything and you will find yourself just naturally entering. And let me tell you, please. Hello, I don't know what's happening to this. There's some feedback here. Now, see, let me tell you, because some of us are still being naive. If God needs man to do his work on earth, Satan needs men. So don't play. Satan will not come to your house. He will use something you can identify with. It's not that you are not good for the job. It's not that business is not your own. There's somebody that is not. There's somebody that is de-recommending you. Crafty people have what? Deceptive intelligence. They are very wise people. They may seem or appear to be helpful, but their wisdom is used for harmful purposes. I want you to pray a prayer. Lord, show me the people that are around me. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Show me the people that are around me. Show me the people. I wish somebody will pray this morning. Show me the people that are around me. Likaparakatose katai ne marapatai. Shanda leka barata sote kadia la barande. Show me the people that are around me. Let the spirit of discernment begin to operate. Let the spirit of discernment begin to operate. Zekata yekama labarote kaika sahida. Are you praying or are you playing? I need a prayer warrior this morning. Lord, show me the people that are around me. Open my eyes. Let me begin to see what is going on in the spiritual realm. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You are going to take one or two more prayer points. Any hole that they have dug and you fell into it, now let the Spirit of God fill that hole. Open your mouth and begin to pray now. Whatever hole that they dug and you mistakenly fell into it, now let the power of God flow and begin to fill up those holes. Every hole that they have dug and you mistakenly fell into it. Every trap that was set and you mistakenly fell into it. In the name of Jesus. Robaka tendele boroko sutaya. Roba shata kata yelebele gono gozotaya. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Someone can keep you close as long as it benefits them. And you never know. One major characteristics of a crafty person is that they walk in the shadows. They operate in the shadows. Except the light of God comes and reveals that person to you. If they ask you to point to your best friend, you will point to that person. So we need the light of God, because some of the battles you are fighting, they are familiar, they are battles of familiar spirits. There are people that know you. It was the access you gave to them that gave them the information they are using against you. And you know yourself. When you love someone, you tell them everything about yourself. Now they have weaponized that information. But you will never know they are your enemies. Oh, someone might even be a friend now, but in the next 5 years may become your worst. So we need the light of God to shine in the shadows and reveal the face of the enemy. Look, listen to me. Listen to me. You may be a very good person, but your bloodline can have you can have inherited enemies. You can have inherited spirits that are following you for you not even doing anything. You didn't do anything wrong. Spirit of God, let your light shine. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Shine into the darkness. Shine into the darkness. Reveal every crafty spirit. Expose every crafty spirit. In the name of Jesus. Expose every crafty arrangement. Every arrangement to deceive and to derail me. In the name of Jesus. Let the light of the gospel. Let the power of the Holy Ghost. Begin to shine. And begin to expose. Let it shine into the darkness. Let it shine into the darkness. Let the light of the gospel. The light of the Holy Ghost. Begin to shine into the darkness. Begin to shine into the darkness. Begin to shine. Let their faces be exposed. Let any friend, any enemy masquerading as a friend be exposed in the name of Jesus. Robakata lekete kete rigada banabasha. Zokata yele mereketolia. Shine, 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 shine. Break through the darkness. Break through the darkness. Break through the darkness. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now you are going to prophesy. You can't touch my life. You can't drink my blood. You can't touch my children. You can't touch my... I want you to prophesy. Whatever is dear to you, begin to plead the blood of Jesus and begin to prophesy. You can't drink my blood. You can't touch my life. You can't take my destiny. You can't take my prophecy. I plead the blood of Jesus and I begin to declare the blood of Jesus is against every evil sentence, every evil proclamation. The Lord is against you. The word of the Lord is against you. You can't touch my life. You can't take my destiny. You can't drink my blood. You can't touch my prophecy. I plead the blood of Jesus. And I declare the Lord is against you. Every crafty spirit. Every crafty spirit. Every spirit of deception. The hand of the Lord is against you. The hand of the Lord is against you. The hand of the Lord is against you. I want you to mention your name and declare they can't drink my blood. They can't touch my destiny. They can't take my life. They can't touch my health. In the name of Jesus. Liga barokata yenemele kono kusiyanda. Roba shandala da barekete kedia. E rabale katoro suteyanda. Zekatale maraka telegando. Robo suteya la kane kadaya. Yukabale kete rekado. The blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. Not my blood. Not my prophecy. Not my destiny. Not my future. Not my children, not my wife, in the name of Jesus. Aleka parokata yegedegedegede kozuta. Rabale kambarakatolianda. Zokata yelekateya. We plead the blood of Jesus. 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 Rakata kata yegala baroko tora setaya. Is Lord, amen. He has risen from the dead. Is Lord, every knee shall bow, every tongue. That Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. Lift up your voice and sing.
He's Lord. He's Lord.
He's Lord. Amen.
He is risen from the dead. He's Lord.
Ale marava sata yele ketoya sa. Inspire us, anoint us afresh with your fire and with your anointing. That today, oh God, we draw the line. We draw a new line. And on our side is the line of victory. In the name of Jesus, we command the spirit of breakthroughs and freedom over everyone that is connected to this meeting. In the name of Jesus. The Egyptians you see today, you will not see them again. Therefore, receive soundness in your health. Receive soundness in your health. Recover your mind. Recover your business. Recover everything you have lost. Take your seat among kings and queens in the name of Jesus. If you believe, put your hands together and bless the Lord of Lords. And the King of Kings. Hallelujah. We read from our main scripture in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. The scripture says, "Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions." So these are the first level of interference we are going to experience. And there is something I'm going to tell you this morning. Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. It said, "Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Please take your seat. Now, it seems to be coincidental, but it is not, that Jesus would introduce us to warfare by speaking about serpents and scorpions. These are First things first, serpents and scorpions are ground level warfare. These are animals, these are creatures that move on the ground. They are extremely powerful. They can be very swift. They can be very lethal. You don't see such animals and you say, let us negotiate. When you see a serpent, there is only one response. Something has to die. So you need to understand that when you are not trained for warfare, when you are trained to be motivational and inspirational, but you are not taught to be a warrior, the day that David will face Goliath, he will do it alone. And listen to me, you don't have to go to a regular training school. Sometimes life will teach you warfare. I spoke to a particular pastor and he said to me, he said, I didn't become like this out of convenience. He said, but anytime I see the people from my village come. And I try to tell myself, Jesus has already done it. And the more I convince myself, the more they came. Listen to me. Satan will only claim the ground you allow him stand on. The scripture said, do not give any place to the devil. Do not give a foothold. Because when you give him a foothold, he will claim the space. It starts with a foot through the door. And then you can't lock the door again. Then he pushes the door open. And then he comes in. It always starts with a foothold. It starts with a conversation. Did God say, as God said, that thou shalt not? That's what he said to Eve. As God said. As God said. It starts with a conversation. Because some people are asking, how do I know when the enemy comes into my space? Usually, it starts with a conversation. It starts with a thought. It starts with a premonition. There's a conversation inside your head. Satan is trying to get the access codes into your mind. So it comes with a thought. And you, as you begin to linger on those thoughts, the door is widening. Oh, Lemara Setefesia. Please let me tell your neighbor, you have to be trained for warfare. Because Samuel can prophesy to you. Samuel can tell you will be king. Samuel will not tell you your warfare. He will not tell you what you will deal with. If you are wise, after every prophecy, you will start fasting and pray, or praying and fasting, or whichever one works for you. There is no ground that you will claim on earth that you will not first secure in the spiritual realm. To secure territories in the spiritual realm, it's not as easy as simply claiming it is yours. It may be yours legally, but not yours operationally. Legally means that your name is on the paper. Operationally means that you have taken control. This is the reason why a lot of people quote Bible verses that they are not experiencing. Because legally it is yours. But to secure it many times, you will need warfare. Someone came to me in this office, I think last year or so, or maybe early this year. And the guy was quoting the scriptures, Bible, chapter, book, chapter, verse, offhand. He wasn't looking at it. He sat here and took like 2 hours of my time. He came for help, but he was the one preaching to me. And the question is, if you are this fluent and knowledgeable, why are you oppressed? Why did they send you here? So since he already knows the Bible, I told him to go on 7 days fasting. There's nothing to tell you again, but let's start from here. That if you cannot take your belly, you cannot take a nation. So since you know the Bible, no, I will not argue. I can see you're a man of God. Let's go and fast. There are spiritual routines that you must maintain. If you want to be strong in the spirit, there are spiritual routines you must maintain. There are spiritual routines you must maintain. The same way you must eat to live, you must eat spiritually. You must know the way of spirit.
You must understand it. You must test each one and know the one that works for you. So that when you are pressed on every side and you retreat into your corner, you know the things you need to do and you will get results. But how will you know if you have not tried it? When David was faced with Goliath, he resorted to the only thing he knew, which was a sling and a stone. I've tested these ones. The world today wants to paint Jesus as a good man. They want to paint him as a teacher. They want to paint him as an icon. My Jesus is not an icon. And he's not a good teacher. As long as you tell people he's a teacher, he's a philosopher, other religions don't mind. The moment you tell them that Jesus said, I have come to cause a separation between father and mother, problem has started. The moment you tell them that Jesus said you cannot marry an unbeliever, you will now begin to see conflict, internal conflict. By the time you begin to stand and say you will not take dishonor unto the Lord, you will now know where people stand. Some people only associate with Jesus on socials, on the social media. Jesus has no place in their life, and Jesus himself knows he does not know them. Don't be deceived. This is why there is no power. Because people's hearts will gravitate around what they hear. People's souls will gravitate around what they hear. When I first became a Christian, this scripture I read to you, and Mark chapter 16, was the first scriptures that were put in my hands to go and digest. They said to me, I have given you authority to trample upon snakes. So when I see craftiness, because when you look at a snake, you see craftiness. You see, the scripture says in the book of, I think Genesis chapter 3 verse 1, he said for the serpent was more crafty. Please give me Genesis 3:1. Say, for the serpent was more crafty than any other creature. Give me another version. New King James or Living Bible, whatever. That word subtil, this amplified, the serpent was more subtle and crafty. That means the craftiness of the serpent was weightier than what a lion had, which means a lion may be stronger, but with the craftiness of a serpent, a snake can kill a lion. A snake can kill an elephant. But in terms of brute strength, they have it. You see, because the serpent is a land or a ground animal, primarily, you can look at it and say, oh, I'm an elephant, and you want to step on it. You might be stepping on its fangs. You might be stepping on poison. You see? And the strength of the serpent is basically in his tongue. Which means that spiritually, they are lying spirits. Their power is in their tongue. When you notice someone is crafty, don't let them talk. Oh, I have something to say. Hey, don't talk. Their poison is on their tongue. You will think, oh, you are just trying to reason together. You cannot reason with a snake. I once attended a church. I won't say which one. I've attended many churches. Amen. Popular church. And there was this pastor in that church, or one of the leaders. Anytime he used to pray, he used to lead prayer. You will see him doing something like this. Maybe he was leading prayer. You say, let's begin to pray. I'm telling you. I thought something was wrong with his tongue. Like, he had a tongue. I don't know, maybe it's almost like it's a bit like slitted. We are following Jesus. Everybody has different, different problems. But every time he prayed, even whether I was taking testimonies or prayers, you see, let's pray. And he would do that thing. He always does it. Until one day the pastor came up and said, no, no more. I said, I thought I was the only one. I thought it was a horror movie.
I wanted to say, let's give him fair hearing that maybe peradventure he has a condition or something. The pastor did not want to hear anything. He had had enough of it. He wasn't just doing it in his room. He was doing it on the altar. The church could see it. You know that our church in Ijapo? You know that our church? You know how big that church is? That church probably sits like 1,500 or thereabout. So you have a full congregation and you just and he's leading prayers. That thing happens whenever pastor says, Otoge, it's enough. May I have a good tongue? His own would come out. It's like a horror. So me, when he prays, I don't look at the altar. I just pray. But the pastor will not have it. The strength of the serpent is in his tongue, which means the serpent is a knowledgeable spirit. Before they come to you, they have studied you. They know you. They know your strength. They know your weakness. Serpentine spirits come with arguments. They come with facts. Fact that you may not, it may even leave you confused. This serpent confused Eve and walked away. You must have the discernment to know, who am I talking to? Why are you overly interested? Come on, are you with me? Why are you overly interested? I'm just meeting you. Why are you asking too many questions? This is not an interview. Even if it's an interview, there are questions you should not ask. Are you married? How old are you? How is that relevant to the job? Those are things that should not feature in 2025. But people want to know. Where are you from? So if you are from Isialangwa, and I have a problem with Isialangwa people, so I will not give that job again. Meanwhile, God favored Joseph, the house of Potiphar, because of Joseph. He may be a refugee, but what it has can prosper you. But you look down on him because somebody broke your heart from Isialangwa. You are going, the family will sink. You must understand the nature of serpents so that when you are dealing with them, your antenna, don't suspect anything or anybody, but you must know exactly what you are looking for. They are very knowledgeable spirits. They can be around you. These are familiar spirits. They can be around you for so long and you will never know you are being observed. No promotion is by accident. They've been watching you. It's not. We are not looking for someone to destroy the company. That's why we didn't call Tunde. We called Shade. Because we have been watching you. And Jesus told us, he gave us authority over serpents. These are land or ground troops. Because those are the first layers. Those are the first level of battles you will have to deal, because even when you want to tell them I'm free in Jesus' name, they will remind you of your past. They are very knowledgeable spirits. They have data, they have information. They will remind you that you say God has forgiven you, but in your heart you know what you did. You did that, you had an abortion. We are talking about abortion. God forgive you like that. They can talk to you and have conversations with you till you are unable to raise your head before God. You won't be able to come to church. All of a sudden, you feel everybody should be in church except you. Because what you have done, Satan will not describe it very well. Maybe you are not aware. You say, Jesus, do you know that boy could have been the president? He will begin to speak to your mind. Their power is in their tongue. The moment you stop them from talking, they lose their power. That's why Jesus didn't allow them to talk. Most of the times, he didn't allow demons to talk. Come out in the name of Jesus. Cast them out with his word. The moment they start talking and you start listening, you can make a snake the head of the choir. The Pharisees struggled to identify Jesus. The demons didn't have a problem knowing that Jesus was the Son of God. They didn't have a problem. The Pharisees with that big Bible couldn't see it. So didn't it make a lot of sense? I mean, you go into a program or a crusade, and before you go, someone say, "Ah, the Kalamasa, this is the servant of God coming to." Who is that lady? Where are you? Which church are you inside? You are not in this church. Yeah, assistant prayer leader. If you could pick it, you are just at the park, about to take a bus, and someone shall say, "I perceive you're a man of God." You are the first church member. It made a lot of sense. I have not even said anything. Meanwhile, where I'm coming from, they know they send me. I just landed in Lokoja. Somebody saw it. My God. My God. You are the Bible study leader. Unfortunately, it's not like that too. The satanic spirit of prophecy also operates through serpent. There was the spirit of the serpent is also referred to as the python spirit. The spirit of divination now is also referred to as a python spirit, which was what Paul encountered when he was going into a city, and the lady began to our masters started asking for money. And I submit to you, children of God, if you go anywhere and they tell you to give money to see the man of God, you are dealing with a python spirit. You will not know by the gift, you will know by the fruit. The fruit is the things that surround that person, the things, the items that surround that ministry. You will, because sometimes you just listen. Have you ever about to ask yourself, what are the fruits Jesus is talking? He's not talking about good character. Oh, for you to be a false prophet, you must have good character. Oh, you didn't know. You just come and. But you see, there's always a crack. If you observe, if you are very careful, you will see it. There is something here. The error was not the prophecy. The message was accurate. But it was a python spirit that was talking. I still don't understand. And I mean, this is just me. You know, because a prophet is a madman. I still don't understand the rationale, the sense in turning on my phone and seeing churches upload videos of a pastor. He just stretches his hand like this and everybody falls, and it's just a 10-second video. And the video is captioned, "Power!" These people, that you fell under the anointing doesn't mean you are free. Oh. The demon might just be showing, he probably just got the memo and is coming to the church. The moment you fell, they knew that something was up. So that falling was not, they are just coming. There are, my brother, I had a conversation with my brother in Abuja, and he said to me, he said he had a conversation with someone, and the person told him that when he was, when that person was on the other side, if they want to come into a church, when they get to the gate, they remove their witchcraft and hang it outside, and they come in. So you say, "Fire, Holy Ghost, you spirit of witchcraft," she will not manifest. The thing is outside. It's like taking off your jacket. Then as you are on your way out, you take the thing and you wear it again. Agbara de, the power has come back. You begin to do what you do. So do you see how dangerous it is to be without spiritual eyes? Do you see how dangerous it is that you are cutting a snake and you think it's a pet? Jesus already told us the first level of warfare we engage with are serpents. You must understand the nature of serpents. They like to coil. Some of them like to coil around you and make you comfortable before they destroy you. If the love is too much, suspect it. Come on, are you here? I say if the love is too much, suspect it. Yeah. Until the person's character proves that this is love. Eh? Love. And how you will know it is love is that regardless of how I feel, am I willing to put your needs first? Or am I willing to respect your what? Let's go to Sheraton tomorrow. To go and do what? We can talk here. Alright? So it may, the feeling may be genuine. You may be in love, but you are also considerate that this might not be what this person wants. And you are willing to respect that. Not insist. Because even though God so loved the world that he gave his only, he didn't force us to follow him. Serpents are real. Serpents are also water creatures. There are some serpents that are water creatures. So part of this scripture has to do with marine powers. The problem with marine powers is that 75% of your own constitution is water. Which means when you want to engage them, it's more like you are taking a position against your own nature. Because when God cast out spirits from heaven, they found dominion in at least three areas. Number one, they occupy the second heavens. And the Bible talks about the warfare in the heavens, where the principalities dwell. That was where Gabriel had issues with the prince of Persia. When God sent them out, they found residence on earth. And that's why you find that some areas are more populated with demons than others. LA, Hollywood, Lagos, especially if that area is divided by water. Niger, Benue, Port Harcourt. You will find, and one of the things you will find in many of those places is that either they are highly developed or highly undeveloped. They will never be neutral. You will see churches, you will go to some of these places, you will see churches, but the light of the gospel will never be lit. But you will see churches. But you will not see the impact. That's what I'm saying. Then you find these powers in the water. Somebody will say, well, Pastor, Jesus did not talk about water spirit. It's in the Bible. The God of the Philistines is Dagon. Dagon means half man, half fish. The God that the Philistines worship, one of their gods, Dagon, half man, half fish. Nobody worships any God without revelation. There must be something that compels the worship of that deity. Why do you think some prophets prefer to stay by the bad beach? Because there they can easily assess their powers. Why do certain false prophets tell you that they need to go and bait for you? Because they need to beckon on spirits. Nobody's wasting his time. And Jesus is telling you that he has given you authority. So when you confront, and maybe in second service, I will tell you how to build capacity for this kind of confrontation. When you confront this type of spirit, you must do it from a legal position. First of all, don't go and start crying there. This was where my mother brought me to 15 years ago. This was a pastor. This is where they baited for me. Crying as if I was the devil and you cry in front of me, I will add more burdens. Except that devil doesn't know his work. You cry in my shrine. Please let me go. Please let me go. Then they will tell you that go and bring alligator pepper. Go and bring a white cloth. In those days, your parents, your forefathers, they have brought those things before. They brought them and they did many things, and that thing skipped you and went to your children's generation. You will not be alive when they start fighting, but you say you are free. Satan knows they free anybody. This business is about souls. This business is about who has what. This business is about who has control. God is in this business for souls. Satan is in this business for souls. Nobody has time to be. It is a battle for the strong. If you are weak, you will pay for it. So Jesus said, I've given you power. I've given you authority over snakes. and scorpions. So what is Jesus saying? He said we should trample. That trample speaks about your attitude. No tolerance. Zero tolerance for lying spirits. Zero tolerance for confusing spirits. Zero tolerance for manipulative spirits. Zero tolerance for anything that tries to creep, coil around you, and then strangulate you. Zero tolerance. That's why you read the book of Psalms, you will find songs of deliverance. David was always talking about deliverance. One day I was faced with a very big problem. And give me Psalm 32:8. Please, I will need your help, sir. Man of God. No, me oti korino mo se fe kon you. Please, look at this. I will instruct you. Go to verse 7. I had a challenge and I was praying and seeking God's face, and this was the scripture. So at some point in the prayer, I started reading the scripture. And as I was praying, a song just rose up from my spirit. And that song was my deliverance. But it was from this scripture. From Psalm 32, 7 and 8. It was not a rehearsed song. I didn't know the song. It just rose from my spirit. And that was how I knew that God has started to move in my life. Because I just started singing. I just said, "You are my hiding place. You are my hiding place. You deliver me from trouble. And you surround me with songs of deliverance. And I will instruct you in the way you should go. And I will guide you with my eyes. You are my hiding place. You are my hiding place. You instruct me." Listen, as I began to sing those songs, I entered into a temporal space of revelations. You see, you need to understand how this thing works. It is one thing to have scripture. It is another thing to have spirit. You need word and spirit. You see, the word is like your raw food in your store, in your pantry. The spirit is like fire. Which means that no matter how much rice you have in your store, you need fire to cook. You need the word of God. So when God gives you flour, you need to be able to put together firewood. You see those firewood? Those are your fastings. Those are your prayers. Those are your consecrations. Those are your confessions. Those are your prophetic. Those are the scriptures that the Lord himself has given you. So that when Satan raises an accusation against you and says, "But you are not free," you will bring out this scripture and say, "This is it." The scripture he gives to you and says, "This one is your own," is the proof and the evidence of your authority. You can't just lay claim to everything. Look, listen to me. Every scripture is given to us. The one that is your own is the one that comes by revelation. If Satan says to you, "You will not have a child," bring out the scripture. If Satan tells you, "You will continue to live in a dry land," tell him, "The last time I and God spoke about this, he gave me a song that I will not always be in a dry land. He gave me a song." And then you begin to sing that song. You see, that one is your own. You must take that which is in the general context of the policy and then make it your own. Because Satan knows authority when he sees it. Hear me. Satan knows authority when he sees it. Satan doesn't play games. So there are things he will never present to certain people. He knows that these ones already know. He know. See, let me tell you. You can sit in your office and you know trouble will come and look for you. Oh, are you with me? I say you can sit in your office and a dangerous client will walk in and put you in trouble. You see, you must have your own songs ready. Eh? And those your songs, you know, you don't usually remember everything. Write them down inside your notepad on your phone. There are some songs, they are your own. Eh? Are you hearing me? I said there are some songs, they are the ones that anytime you sing them, you will feel the Holy Spirit around you. Eh? Should I give you one? Holy Spirit, move me now. Make my life whole again. Spirit, move over me. All again, Spirit, over me. Ala kana kosota ida sai. Why do many Christians, even though they know the scriptures, lose their authority or fail to walk in true authority? And I started by telling us this morning that a lot of Christians lose their authority because they do not have spiritual routine. Because they do not have spiritual routine. The moment the law was passed, nobody should pray. The scripture said Daniel went into his room as his custom was and opened the windows and faced Jerusalem. And knelt down and started praying. Whatever targets your routine is after your destiny. Whatever targets your routine is designed to render you spiritually useless. Whatever takes the flames of prayer and consecration from your lips and from your life, it was sent to destroy you. How can you be a priest and you wake up, you don't dance before the deity? And you're a priest. You are not a civilian, you're a priest. You are not a civilian. You may be 80 years old, but as long as you are breathing, when you wake up, you will go before that oracle and dance. Because you will represent the oracle to men. What are you talking about? You must have your own routines. You will choose your own routines. Listen to me. Authority does not come if there is no trust. Nobody will say, stand in my stead. Because authority is delegated power. Nobody will say, stand in my chest, in my stead, if you have not been tested. That is why the one that Jesus gave one talent, Jesus proved to us that anyone that does not embrace him the way he is cannot be spiritually effective. That one that had only one talent failed. Because already his mind was poisoned towards his master. You must find and choose your routines. You may decide the first 3 days of every month, I'm going to seek the Lord. I'm going to fast. There's nothing that is going to change it. Paste it. The way you paste your children's timetable in their rooms, write it. Paste it in your room. Use a big sellotape in case something will happen and one strange breeze will blow the thing away. No, use sellotape. No, use gari, eba. Then use gum, evo stick. Then now use paper tape. Now use black tape. Not, are you still here? You tell yourself, first 2 days, first 3 days. You will, please tell neighbor, choose your routine. It is not by accident. Anybody you see that you envy is doing something. Don't be deceived. There was a brother I was listening to. He's a British man, but he's partly British, partly Calabar. And he said as at the age of 20, he already had a house, his own house in London. Because there, people make it early. He had his house, he had a car. He was doing well. Then the Lord told him. The brother just became a Christian. And the Lord told him, you have lived in your motherland for 20 years. Now I want you to go and address the bloodline debt you are owing in your father's side. So go back to Nigeria and go back to Calabar. The brother said, when he got back here, he was speaking through his nose. People didn't understand what he was saying. God told him, he said, go and join this church. I think it was Assemblies of God then. He went to join the church. He said, go to Bible school. This guy, this man I'm talking about, his father, together with, what was this other legal luminary, were the ones that wrote the constitution of Nigeria, the first constitution of Nigeria. This man I'm talking about is in our life now. There's this Yoruba man, Rotimi Williams, and this man's father. So he was already being trained as a lawyer to take over his father's chambers, and then God arrested him that there's a curse in your bloodline. So you are staying in the UK. Huh? It's good. But curses are not bound by boundaries. They are not limited by boundaries. If you have a debt to pay in your bloodline, running to New Zealand or Australia will not exempt you. Someone says, since I got to America, I've not been praying those prayers. They are still warming. The cane they will use, they added pepper, so they need to make it very hot. They want you to throw away everything that is eternal and spiritual. So when they come for you, you will not have defense. The brother said, come on, are you here? The brother said, he got baptized in the Holy Spirit. He started attending Bible school. The Lord told him, this is how I want you to do it. You will read 30 chapters every day. Amen. Lagosians, are you still here? In those days, there were no audio Bible. And it's King James. You have to open it and read. You must not rush. If you rush, God will say, I can see you. Yeah, go back. Go and read that chapter again. You criminal. You are a criminal. Go and read that. I saw the way you are rushing. Go back and read it. And you did not jot. The brother said he was doing it for everything. Then the Lord said, let's go on 9 days fasting. He started fasting. He said anytime he will preach, he could not preach for more than 10 minutes. People were dozing. People just doze. That people who struggled with insomnia, when they a church of 800 people, his preaching reduced the church to 500 and 400. Can you understand? Hallelujah. He was talking through his nose. Then they sent a message to the bishop. This man is the problem of the... Give us our own. When he shout, I used to hear. Hey, this guy is a Igbo man. He doesn't understand our problem. But it was his own deliverance that brought him to Nigeria. And the Lord was chaining him. He said, after fasting for 9 days, the Lord said, you will take it to 30. Because the more he fasted, the more people slept. He said, by the time he got to the 60th day, he said, in fact, before 10 minutes, he said, they stopped falling asleep. They were falling asleep and falling to the ground. So the moment he sees the first person fall down, let's just begin to thank him. He will hand over the mic and go back to his room. He said he fasted for 90 days to cleanse. You know, I told you there's one message I will preach, soul cleansing. The problem is not your spirit. The debt you are owing is in your soul. Said he fasted. The man, when I was listening to him, he now talks like a correct Calabar man. His voice has changed. You want to stay in Calabar and be speaking through your nose? No, not here. You go back. And in one of those meetings, after the 90th day, on the 88th day, he had a dream. Where he was praying, he had a dream. And he saw himself in the church. But there was no light in the church. Everywhere was dark. And then he saw a flame on the altar. A flame of fire rose from behind the pulpit. And it was as though the fire was searching for someone in the darkness. And then came to the corner where he was. See, let me tell you, if you can have faith today, even if you are at the corner, God's fire will locate you. Yeah. He said he saw the flame in that darkness, in that dream. He came to where he was in the corner. Because now he's ashamed. He's a stand pastor, but he cannot sit in front. Because the choir leader was the one that was the terrorizer of his soul, insisting that they must send him back. His only song, that one they sing, but she said, this man cannot stay here. That one a witch, but pastor, no. Bishop, no. As the fire located him in that dark, rested on him, he collapsed. Then he heard a voice in the dream. Now you have received power. He opened his eyes. He was dreaming. The bishop went, sent someone to call him. Say, you are preaching on Sunday. Aha. This time he did not argue. Because those days when bishops say, come and preach, he will beg, please. Because it's anytime the man wanted to train him. So he didn't want him to give up. But you see, you are embarrassed. There's a limit to which you will do something. You will know it's not your calling. But this time he did not argue. He collected the mic. Then he started singing. Holy Spirit. The first person to fall under the was the choir leader. Let's settle your own matter. You have been destroying my ministry for 3 years. Now let me say, that was the first place the fire located. Pa, 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 everywhere. This brother from Obodoyibo. What is happening? That was how his ministry started. If the Lord told you, because the Lord told him he will fast for 30 days. After 30 days, he didn't get it. He will say, God said I should fast for 30. Excuse me. One of the things you need is resilience. Because even though God says fast for 30 days, that does not mean that's the end of the fasting. Oh. I'm telling you where somebody say God told me to fast for 7 days. You now fasted. Nothing happened. And the fasting continues. The fasting started with that brother for 9 days, 30, 60, 90. It was on the 88th day God answered him. My brother, the thing about this prayer thing and fast is that we don't know which day. The scripture says Jesus will go in. Give me Luke chapter 11. Let's round up here. I will take this up in the second service. Luke chapter 11 verse 1 and 2, I believe. The scripture always referred to Jesus as going into the temple as his custom was. Jesus was a man of the temple. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us how to pray. Stop there. Which means they saw the way he prayed and they knew the Pharisees did not have it. They saw the way Jesus prayed and they knew that if we can pray like this, we will contact something. They understood that simply by hearing, I have given you authority, without spiritual routine, you are joking. Can I take and put it this way? Part of your spiritual routine is that most, especially if you're a pastor, is that you must have certain times when you withdraw from men. You must have certain times. Even if you're a businessman, you can adopt it. There are certain times you withdraw from men. What you don't know is that that man must withdraw for him to be a blessing to you. Calling him all the time, you are not helping yourself. I'm telling you now. Because I came here about 2 weeks ago, Monday morning, and I locked the door from inside. I was here from morning to evening. My phone will not stop ringing. My phone will not stop ringing. After I conclude, I said, Holy Spirit, today is not the day. I will go and come back. Because today is not prayer. Me, I know it's not prayer. But I was there for hours. And all the calls were legitimate calls. So nobody wanted to greet me. They needed something. But I knew this is not the way to pray. So I took excuse. I said, let me go home. The day I have time, I will come again. That day, once you see me on my status, and I upload the picture of Jesus Christ, anyone I can find online, whether it's the one doing like this, or the one, once you see it, don't call me that. In fact, from now, that's the official position. Once you see me put the picture of Jesus on my status, don't call me. Once you see that I remove that picture, don't call me. Even if the fire is burning Nigeria, don't call me. You can run. Let the fire burn me with the con. I'm just telling you. Because I realize that people, you are not really required to tell people your routine. Because that's your secret. Oh. Have you ever asked yourself, where did Adam go? Because Adam was not deceived. Where did Adam go? That Satan didn't find him, but he found him. The way of spirit is the way of the mountain. That place where you have an alone time with God. Behold, I've given you power. When Jesus said, trample, he didn't ask you to pray. He meant take a step. Trample means tap out. There is no time to pray. Once you see this happen, there's no time. You must take a decision. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I came to tell you that the serpents are back. They are all across the world. And their plan is to keep you ignorant till they find themselves in your space, in your house. Many of them are on social media telling you this is the new way to live life. Many of them are in your offices shouting Jesus, but their tongue is as sharp and divisive as a serpent. There's a particular pastor, somewhere in Kaduna. His driver knows that once they enter the car, don't talk to him. Unless he talks to you, don't talk to him. Because he could be praying. Say one day they traveled from Kaduna to Ilorin and they didn't talk. They didn't talk. The moment he climbed the altar, somebody shot, the power of God started moving. Train the people around you. Your brothers, your sisters, those ones that know how to enter without knocking. Yes. Go and warn them. If you keep quiet, they will keep crossing the line. And they will not know that this your bedroom is not a bedroom. It's a sanctum of divine encounter. It's a sanctum. It's a separate place where you and God. Is somebody here?
Yes, sir.
Draw the line. People don't have respect for you. You may think you are important. People don't have respect for you. Draw the line and let them know. Mama Preshi, don't call me before 6. Stop sending me daily devotion. Hey, ni baba. Toto baba. Hey, ni baba. Toju baba lo. Hey, ni baba. Toto baba. Hey, ni baba. Toju. Hey, ni baba. Azebele noto sota ina sala bara. Hey, ni baba. I need prayer warriors to get up now. Hey, ni baba. Aha. Hey, ni baba. Hey. Baba. Aha. Ayini Baba. Shanda bale kata yada zata regede bolo sota le yakala nesaya shanda le gabara kata ya shakata bale kando zota kaya shanda le gabara kata ya le balasa ura kata le maraka sokata ya shanda le kata bara kata ya le gabara kata bale I saw someone in this place. I saw the Lord pulling out something out of your ear. And I perceive that probably there's maybe I don't know if it's like partial hearing or maybe there's some kind of, there's something wrong with one of your ears. But I saw the Lord pulling something very tiny out of it. And I saw that you started hearing well. I saw that the pain was gone. So if you are that person now, receive your miracle. If you are that person, receive your miracle. If you are that person, receive your miracle. Kandele baraka toseyanta. Zopelende kurande kebeyo sataya. Zopetale ikene metono nosutaya. Oh, Rabali Kanemetone Karati Payasa. Oh, Rapitande Le Kendele Kuzataya. Oh, Rabakatale Melekete Ketelia Sataya. Shande Helebele Kono Sata. Robo se ketele mele kene kono kusita. In the name of Jesus, I see a particular person in this meeting, and I saw a particular band. I perceive this person is a lady. I saw a particular band around your stomach area. And I was looking at this. I said, what is this? What is this? What is that? And the Lord said, look. He said, this particular person has a very sensitive digestive system. It's almost like if you are not careful about what you eat, you always have to go use the restroom. You have a very sensitive system. And the Lord, I saw a black band. And that signified to me that it was something that the enemy had done. And as I was watching, I saw the Lord removed. He loosed it and removed it. Listen, whether you are dealing with ulcer, whether you are dealing with a very sensitive digestive system, or you are always having bugs in your stomach, now your deliverance is in your hands. I declare your deliverance is in your hands. I declare your deliverance is in your hands. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For we have received the name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. If you believe, shout hallelujah. If you believe, shout hallelujah. Glory be to God. Put your hands together and bless the Lord. Amen.